Dr. Ricky Bell joins us. Ricky is a Director of Education and Training at Tidow Water, and the threat to close the Suicide Prevention Office has thrown the spotlight on what's happening in the suicide prevention space, particularly for Ngai Māori. Ricky, thanks for joining us on the program. Ko Dale tēnei.
Tēnā koe anō e Dale. Aira hoki ki ngā kaiwhakarongo o Erirangi Wātea I te atanei.
Māori ora.
Great to have a quarter with you again, Dale, and great all of your listeners this morning on such an important topic.
Tēnā koe, and you're a very kind man. Thanks, Ricky. Okay, mate, the Suicide Prevention Office, this is a particularly hard nut to crack. And really, even though many good people have been trying to lessen the alarming statistics of suicide in Aotearoa, it really hasn't plummeted the rates at all. So there are a lot of contributing factors here. Firstly, just for our listeners to Ricky, and because you made comment here, could you just remind them of the mahi or the role of Te Rau Ora?
Thank you, Dale. Yeah, Te Rau Ora has been in existence since 2002. We were formed on the moemoeā of Tā Mason Jury in Airohoki called Dame Tariana Turia and other significant ōpū in our country. So we've been going for a wee while now, but we're the national body for suicide prevention and postvention for Māori whānau, hapū and iwi in our country. So we hold an important role in making sure that we're doing our best to reduce, as you say, some of those alarming statistics. I think it's important, Dale, to remind listeners that you know, one whānau is too many when it comes to suicide. So while we can talk about the overall numbers of suicide, behind each of those numbers is whānau. So it's our role to make sure that we're doing our best to try and reduce the incidence of suicide in our country, amongst our whānau particularly, but also supporting our whānau when suicide does affect them.
Yeah. Having experienced it within our own whānau, it's devastating, and that's an understatement, I think, Ricky. Look, mate, we know that is it around 600 people? It's akin to the road toll, let's put it that way. And we get stacks of ads reminding us to go slower. But as far as suicide prevention is concerned, how do we gauge if we are doing well? Is it just lesser numbers than last year?
Obviously, it's lesser numbers. That's our goal. I think it's important to posit where we sit internationally with suicide, Dale. You know, in the OECD, we're on a par with, you know, the averages across, or the median rather, across the OECD countries. But where we're not doing very well is with our youth. So we're nearly double the OECD average for youth suicide, which is pretty concerning. And in the last reporting period, the age group that showed a bit of an increase was the 20 to 24 years age group. So that's challenging. And of course, it's our men that form a significant number of those numbers, Dale. Over 400 of the last reporting period whānau who passed were our men. So that's concerning. So we've got a lot of work to do, and Te Rau Ora has been positioned for a long while to take a leadership role in that space. So the news that broke last week with the Suicide Prevention Office, you know, it's not for me to comment on what they're doing, but I have to mihi to the Minister, Matt Ducey, for his commitment that the office won't be closing, because that office plays an important role in the overall coordination of suicide prevention in our country.
What more can be done? We're a Māori radio station. A lot of those taking their lives are our people. So how can we complement what's being done by many other organisations, Te Rau Ora and the Suicide Prevention Office, to lessen the numbers who find themselves so desperate that they take that ultimate move or make that ultimate move?
He pātai nui, Dale. Hey, look, suicide is something that we need to talk about a lot more. I think the more we talk about it, the more that it's part of our, you know, normal vernacular narrative, the less scared people are, I guess, to talk about it. So we need to talk about it more, listen to our whānau when they are having challenges, check in with our whānau all the time, particularly our youth, our rangatahi, our tai tamariki, check in with them. We're not there to provide solutions, but we should be there to listen, afi and tautoko. We can all do that, and we can all do better at that. Even with our friends, with our whānau, with your networks, the better we do at listening and supporting each other. It's a collective effort. It's not incumbent upon any one entity or organisation to reduce or make progress towards reducing the numbers of suicide events in our country. It's all of us. It's all of our responsibility. And Te Rau Ora, being positioned as a national agency, it's our responsibility to do what we can to empower our whānau to make sure that our people can, you know, better deal with suicide and obviously prevent it in the first instance.
Tēnā koe. So how would you describe the relationship with Te Rau Ora and the Suicide Prevention Office?
We have a great relationship with the Suicide Prevention Office. The former director, Matt, obviously no longer there, but the Suicide Prevention Office really does play an important role overall with coordinating and monitoring the outcomes of the system as a whole, Dale. So while we're all individually doing our specific, we're playing our specific roles in suicide prevention, the office itself that sits within the ministry does play an important monitoring role. You know, they focus on strategy, policy, regulation, all those types of things. It does require coordination. And I think if the office was to close, it would signal that suicide prevention perhaps isn't a priority. But of course, that's not for me to make comment on. Others in a higher pay grade than me can make comment on that, Dale.
Okay, we'll leave them to it, but we'll find out who they are and have a yarn with them going forward. Thanks very much, Ricky. Hey, there are some serious cuts to the public service. Has that affected Te Rau Ora at all? Have you been asked to trim the cloth, so to speak?
Yeah, everyone's being asked to trim costs in its current operating environment, Dale. But I will take this opportunity to mihi to our whānau at Te Aka Whai Ora. Of course, they were disestablished with the new coalition government. So we partner with Te Aka Whai Ora substantively in the last couple of years, and we want to mihi to them for their support and tautoko of our organisation, particularly around suicide prevention. So they've been a great partner for us. So it was sad for us to see them go, but it's pleasing to see that many of our whānau at Te Aka Whai Ora have retained similar roles now within Health New Zealand or Te Whatu Ora. So we look forward to continuing our work with them.
You know, tēnā koe, I'm pleased you've still got a gig, mate. I know you had some mahi with Te Aka Whai Ora as well. Look, I note that you were the first Māori to get a PhD from the School of Physiotherapy at Otago University. That was only 5 or 6 years ago. So just wonder whether or not you're seeing more of our peeps taking physiotherapy as an optional career going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the last time we spoke, actually, Dale, you and I. That long ago. So it was about 5 or 6 years ago, you are correct. Yeah, definitely. We're seeing more of our whānau coming through, our whānau Māori and also Pacifica brothers and sisters coming through into the profession. I was fortunate to lead out a program at Wintec where our remit was to increase the number of Māori and Pacifica physios in our country. And we managed to do that. The year that I finished there, our first year cohort enrolments was nearly two-thirds Māori Pacifica. So a lot of those students have come through and have graduated now. So the numbers are certainly increasing, and it's a commitment of all the physiotherapy programs in New Zealand, of which there are four now. They're all committed to increasing, you know, the number of Māori Pacifica physios in our country, which is awesome to see.
Really good catching up with you again too, my friend. Let's hope it's not 5 years till we speak again, but it's a pleasure to have you join us on the show, Ricky. All the best, man.
Kia ora.
Thanks, brother.